Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out. When you get a chance, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email, like clockwork. You can set your watch by it, basically. We're in our, we're in our eighth year. Is that right? Yeah. We're in our eighth year of the newsletter. And, of course, we're in our 10th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. We've been doing this since 1997. And someone who has been part of our brain trust for not quite that long, but a long time, is our good friend Elise Bennett. Elise is with us right now. Elise is the author of a number of books, including her new one, Stop Pushing Me Around, which is all about how shy people can get over their shyness and become a little bit more successful in spite of maybe their shyness. And so we're not going to talk about that today, though. We got some other things to talk about. Let's get her in here. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back among the on our show. It's good to have you back among the well. It's good among you have you back among the ambulatory.
That's right, among the mobile.
The mobile, yes. And tell the audience what we're talking about.
I had my hip replaced 7 weeks ago today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And had it done by a really good doctor, and he told me yesterday, now I can do whatever I want.
7 weeks, so you're back to doing you're back to gymnastics and bungee jumping and all that kind of stuff, right?
I can do anything that doesn't put a lot of impact on my hip.
Oh, okay, well that would rule out the bungee and the gymnastics then.
I guess.
But salsa dancing, maybe you could do that or something.
I can.
Like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
I know that you were using a cane before the surgery and to get around, and you had some pain, and now you're all better, and I'm so happy to know that. And of course, it's amazing, isn't it? The modern medicine, that the modern technologies that they have. Your hip, your new hip, we're going to start calling you Bionic Benin, by the way, Elise. Your new hip is a combination of ceramic and titanium.
That's right.
So we should have gotten the bionic music for you today. I didn't think about that. I wish I could make that sound. But anyway, we're glad you're doing well. And, of course, we know what a trooper you are because you've done the show for all these years. When I know there were times when you weren't feeling all that great because of your hip. But you're all squared away now. But for a number of weeks, you make your living helping people, training people, doing, you know, coaching people, writing and doing things of an intellectual nature. And you were out of commission for a while, weren't you?
I was totally out of commission for 2 weeks, and then I was only a little bit in commission for, let's say, the 3 weeks after that.
Right. So for 5 weeks at least, you were kind of no time in part time. And how did you handle your business? Give the audience a little bit of an idea about how you were able to keep life and limb together while your limbs were healing.
Well, I guess the first thing to know is that I work alone, basically, out of my home office.
Well, now, wait a minute. You have cats.
That's right. I have
cats. So you're not really alone.
That's right. No, I didn't say I am alone. I said I work alone.
So the cats don't work. Is that what you're saying?
They don't work. They sleep.
Well, now, they've joined you on interviews before.
They have.
We've talked to them on the interviews. But anyway, go ahead. So you work alone.
So, I have freelance people who help me in a virtual way.
They're your outsourcers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically have about between 40 and 50 clients that I'm dealing with.
Right.
And coaching. And so, you know, basically what was important was the setup, the preparation for the time out,
mm-hmm.
and then making sure that everybody had what they need needed while I was away, and then coming back in such a way that I could still, because the nature of the coaching that I do, people have, you know, questions that come up or things that they want to run by me, and, you know, but if they can't, of course, it's not the end of the world,
right.
But I'm kind of on call in a lot of ways for them, and so it had to do with, you know, just making sure that they all knew what was happening, when it was happening, and I was also very clear on what each one of them would need while I was away and making sure that they had other resources.
So also, the good news is you actually had notice of this. You knew when you were going to do it. This was elective surgery. You were able to decide. And, of course, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about how you put all that together. But then I also want to talk about what we can do to have things ready in case we aren't able to plan for an absence. Stand by. Elise Menin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
And balanced on the precipice, the moment must reach.
Bit of Steely Dan for you there, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, one of the best guitar riffs in all of their collection. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. Elise Menin is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Elise is the author of Stop Pushing Me Around, a workplace guide for the timid, shy, and less assertive. This is the book I needed for all these years, Elise.
I wrote it for you.
I've needed this book so badly.
It's dedicated to you.
Exactly. Everybody knows how timid, shy, and unassertive I am. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
All right. Check it out when you get a chance. They can find all your books there and all the things that you do there, can't they?
Yeah.
Now, and also, Stop Pushing Me Around is available wherever books are sold?
Yeah. Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
All those guys. Okay. We're talking about Elise's adventure, her planned adventure into surgery, and now you'll be very happy to know everything was successful, and she's not only back to she's actually better than she was, which is the idea of the surgery, and we're all happy about that. But you were able to plan to let people know that your customers and clients know that you were going to be gone. Were you able to sort of bank up a little business with them and maybe get some things done in advance to sort of bank them up a little bit till you got back?
I'm not sure what you mean by bank them
up. Well, in other words, let's say that you had things scheduled for the 5 weeks that you were kind of out of pocket, or you ordinarily would have. Did you call them and say, would you like to go ahead and schedule something in advance? Let's sort of bank up, sort of bank some of the work we've done and maybe push it into a, instead of spreading it out over those weeks, maybe we'll, you know, do a little bit before I go and a little bit more after I get back.
Well, yes, definitely. I mean, the mentoring program that I run is 6 months long, so it was basically everybody taking a break for 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right around the holiday time, so that was also made it a little
easier.
That was
good planning.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did do is, because it was around the holiday time and I knew that, you know, in the new year is when people decide they're going to start promoting their businesses, or they decide again that they're going to start promoting their businesses. So I spent the month before my surgery doing really heavy-duty promotion, actually, to get 10 new clients for January.
Right.
And I
How'd
did.
How'd you do?
I achieved that goal.
Wow.
It was quite incredible, I thought.
Good for you.
Yeah. And I just focused my attention. It didn't take a lot of time. It just was a question of focusing my attention on the people who I thought were the best prospects, who are already qualified, and offering them an incentive if they wanted to, if they were thinking about signing up in January. I offered them an incentive if they, you know, paid a deposit by December 15th.
Right. And so they bid.
Yep.
They took the whole thing. Well, you know, there's so many people out there, Elise, who are small business owners, especially micropreneurs like you. You're the, as my friend Rich Galen says, you're the charmed quark. You're the alpha and the omega, and in your business. And so, the idea, there's so many things that could be, you know, could cause the business to be disrupted, either their own illness, their own injury, or maybe that of a family member.
Absolutely.
Somebody that they have to look after. Maybe they've got to, I mean, I know a lot of friends who've had to literally leave their business for a period of time and go look after a parent or a sibling or something like that, or a grandchild or something that or a child that was ill, or maybe, you know, that maybe somebody had a baby or whatever and they wanted to go be with them. So these are all good things that you're giving us, good tips that you're giving us to help us prepare for these things. What would be your advice to people who to be prepared for something that was sort of unexpected?
Right. Well, I think the main issue has to do, especially with people, whether you're the only one in your business or just the boss and you have people working with you, it's really it's difficult to take the time away from doing the business to set up systems and procedures so that they're in place in case something does happen. In other words, you know, making sure that other people have the knowledge and information that's only in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Because that can be a huge problem if nobody knows any of your passwords, for example.
Right.
Or how to get into the online bank, mm-hmm. or how to, you know, how to access your
or
website.
Or if you're the only one who can write the checks.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? What if you have a wreck or something and you're kind of out cold for a week or two for whatever reason? Or whatever might happen, and you're the only one who can sign the checks, you probably need to have a fallback on that situation too, don't you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So also, especially if you have employees, people need, you know, you need to think about what would happen if those guys didn't mm-hmm. show up for whatever reason. You need to be cross-training people, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I think part of the problem is that everybody is so busy doing more than just their job that it really requires discipline and, you know, a commitment to this process to make sure that you take the time to set up these systems. And it doesn't have to be a big, complicated, you know, 80-page manual. It's just here is the important information and here, give it to someone who needs it.
Well, and what I'd like to do, we're going to go to a break in a second. What I'd like to do when we come back is let's talk about how we could brainstorm, how we could establish maybe a brainstorming session, and maybe the whole conversation would be around what would happen if, how would we deal with the business if. And we're going to do that right after these messages with our good friend Elise Benin. This is for you, ladies and gentlemen. God forbid it should happen to you, something should happen to you, expected or unexpected, but we know that that's the way life is. We know that it will for some of us. So let's be prepared. It's 10 till. Elise Benin is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. When he was 17 years old, ladies and gentlemen, a little guy named Steve Winwood sang for this group, the Spencer Davis Group. That's right. That's Steve Winwood from many years ago. He was 17 years old. It's the Steve Winwood you know. But a lot of people don't realize he was the lead singer for that group way back in the 60s. Elise Benin is our guest. I bet you didn't know that, did you, Elise?
No, I didn't, actually.
and you don't even care, do you?
Not really.
Well, fine.
Fine.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She's the author of Stop Pushing Me Around. I think if you're shy or you know someone who is, and maybe they are not getting the most out of life. Maybe your shyness, your timidity is holding you back just a little bit. Well, you know, you might want to check this book out, Stop Pushing Me Around by Elise Benin. Elise, here's an idea. What if, and folks, by the way, we're talking about Elise's recent surgery that she had. And Elise, I want to thank you for being courageous enough to talk to us about it on the show and using yourself as an example. I really appreciate that. That's a classy thing for you to do.
Sure.
And of course, you're just that kind of person. But you were out for a while and you had to plan for your departure and for your return and of course you work for yourself. You work without a net just like me, and so business, the bills still have to be paid, don't they?
Yeah.
And the income didn't come in while you were gone, and so you had to come up with some other ideas. So, but here's an idea. What if we got our team together, and in your case, your team would be your customers and your associates and your outsourcing folks and some family members. You got your team together and told them, you know, what was going to go on and how to work it out. But what if we got our teams together? We had employees, let's say, and we had a brainstorming session that was strictly built around what would happen if I weren't here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And go around the table. We'd ask everybody, what would happen? John, what would happen if you weren't here tomorrow? Sue, what would happen if you weren't here tomorrow? Okay, boss, now you. What would happen if you weren't here tomorrow? And maybe the day after and the day after. And sort of write down what would have to be done first if those people weren't there. What do you think?
I like that idea. I'm also thinking that another good question to go around the table with is, what do you know that is important, relevant information that nobody else knows?
Right.
So, you know, what's in your head that if you weren't here tomorrow, someone else might need?
Mm-hmm. And of course, the low-hanging fruit would be the deal that you're working on for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've been doing for this customer. If I don't show up tomorrow or whatever, you know, and of course, you're thinking hypothetically, but you could use that as an example. You could use a real story as an example. And then you could say, what would happen, you know, if you didn't come back tomorrow for forever or for a day, and it was any deal out in the future, not just that deal. How could we work that out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what you're saying, actually.
Well, in other words, if we had a brainstorming session today, then we could talk about a specific deal. But obviously, you know, we expect for me to be here tomorrow.
Right.
But what if it were 6 months from now and we haven't talked about that particular deal? What systems could we set in motion
right.
to make sure that whatever deal I was working on with a customer, that there was somehow people would know, here are my notes. I keep my notes in this drawer or whatever. Or every day, let's plan on me telling you where I am with these customers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So that would require some kind of regular status meeting.
Yeah.
Which most companies do, but I also know of a lot of companies who get too busy and, you know, it falls off the priority.
We all do. But also the finances, right? I mean, we talked about the checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to sign the checks while I'm gone?
Mm-hmm. And who's going to pay the bills? And mm-hmm. who's going to know where, you know, I keep thinking of passwords because it's such a crazy
right.
system.
Right.
There's no standardization, and mm-hmm. it can really mess things up if you can't, you know, access something.
You know, something else I think would be a good idea, Elise, is to come up with a plan, write it down, and show it to your banker. I promise you, folks, if you want to impress your banker, show him your contingency plans if you're not there, including the insurance policies, things like that. Now, that's the kind of thing that makes your banker want to loan you money when you need
mm-hmm.
it.
That's a good idea.
I promise you. That'll impress the heck out of your banker.
I was also thinking it might be good to choose someone in advance who's very calm and collected.
Right.
Who would, you know, be in charge, basically.
Yeah.
Take the lead if that's not obvious.
When I'm gone, Elise is in charge. God help you. Elise, give us a website again one more time.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Because she's not timid and shy anymore, ladies and gentlemen. She's very assertive. Hey, thanks, Elise. Hey, Elise, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
We're
so
glad
much.
Everything worked out great.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Elise Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, you know how much we like her. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.